Life Audio.
In a world filled with lies and deception, we are so blessed to have access to the infallible, unchanging Word of God. His Word gives us accurate and true guidance that doesn't change or leave us in a bad place like the counsel we hear from other sources often does. Before we read the truth found in today's passage, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Then we'll dig into the scriptures together. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, which says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." Arguments and disputes can be rather uncomfortable things. We've all experienced them, and we've all witnessed the damage they can do to relationships. People hold grudges, people feel cheated, even close family members can stop talking to each other because of unresolved conflict. In the spiritual realm, we were in conflict with God Himself. We were sinful, and He is holy. We practiced evil, He exercised justice. His kingdom is a place of joy, but we were doomed to an eternity of sorrow. But then Jesus intervened. Jesus, the Son of God, mediated the conflict between God and man. To satisfy the righteous wrath of God against the sin of humanity, Jesus suffered and died in our place. He gave himself as a substitutionary sacrifice for us all at just the right time. And he invites us to receive his gift of salvation, a gift he paid for with his blood. Now, as people who have been forgiven, we're invited to forgive others. As people who have had our conflict mediated, we're encouraged to show grace and mercy. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the fact that through your Son, Jesus Christ, our sin has been forgiven. The conflict and the enmity that once existed between us and you has been mediated. It's been dealt with. Through your Son, you've shown us grace and you've shown us mercy. And you invite us to be people who show grace and mercy to others for your glory. Lord, we're grateful for the fact that we don't have to live our lives in conflict with you. We have the privilege to listen to your voice. We have the privilege to walk in the direction that you prod us to go. And we have the ability to maintain a hopeful outlook as we look forward to the future, knowing that you have all things under your control and knowing that you have good things in store for those that you've called unto yourself. So we thank you for these things, Lord, and we're thankful for the reminders that you've given us today from your word. And we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.